source for Scholastic scores and more Friday nights at 10 with the Lone Star Pontiac Buick GMC Friday Night Gladiators. From Fort Union Military Academy, North Texas Tollway Authority, Spring Creek Barbecue, and on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is 6:12. Good evening, everybody. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Hardline. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
And the Cobra is with us out here at the Great State Fair of Texas. See? We are out here for Nissan today. The rest of the crew is back at the mothership. Danny Paul, Kevin Scott on hand with the Ticket Ticker, Psycho Dave at the helm, Barb Smith with Trafico Trafico, Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit, Miss Fugazi at the service elevator, Dave in acquisitions. We have well over 45 minutes to go this evening, so we're going to try to make it count with the concert calendar coming up along the way. Right now, though, it is 6:12 here on The Ticket. 94 people like Community Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits. Charles Haley likes Community Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits.
Holy crap.
Community Quick Hits.
Bumblebee.
Ah, yes. It is time for another round of Community Quick Hits. And here to take us through it is the man to whom Community Quick Hits would not be Community Quick Hits without Community Quick Hits. Here's Cobra.
It seems that the area is under attack from Africanized bees.
Snape,
and they have
Florida.
Chosen me to start with as
Snape.
A bee almost killed me.
Cobra.
Mike.
I didn't realize it's so cold out here.
Almost killed me.
See the nipples on that girl?
Grego.
Grego.
Huh.
Come on.
What?
You're distracted. Listen to Corby's bee story.
Well, she's been sitting here watching our show the whole time, and you make that
nipples.
Comment about her. She's a good P1, aren't you?
Did I say that she wasn't?
Come here, ma'am.
Oh, God.
Give me the wireless. Hey, Danny, don't oh God me.
Move this along.
Move what along? We have a listener out here who's has a nipple problem.
Leave her alone.
Here you go. Hang on.
Through the P1.
It's on. Yeah, there you go. What's your name?
Carissa.
Carissa?
Mm-hmm.
And you've been here the whole show supporting us.
Yes.
Laughing at the appropriate times.
Yes.
You've been into the show today, right?
Yes.
How old are you?
How old do you think I am?
Well, I don't know.
I think you are...
24.
Yeah, 24.
I say 22.
Whoa, 26.
26. Where do you live?
I live in Carrollton.
What do you do for a living?
I work for Fidelity Investments and Retirement Services.
Who is this you're out here with today?
This will be my husband.
That's your husband?
He looks very young.
Yes, he gets that a lot.
How old is he?
He's the same age as I am.
Really?
Yep.
Let's see him.
He's holding up well.
Thank you.
Come out here, dude, so Mike can see you.
We were talking about how you look young as well.
Thank you very much.
Man, he looked like he started shaving yesterday.
I know.
I'm 10 years older than you, though, Carissa.
Yes, I know this.
I'm an old man.
Yes.
Well, I just want Grego to face-to-face to apologize to you. So go ahead, Greg.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
For what, Greg?
For talking about how your nipples are sticking out.
Our nipples!
Thank you.
However, we have noticed it's been an issue for you all day. Have you been aware of that?
I have not been aware of this. Thank you.
Has your husband been aware of it?
If he was aware of it, he didn't let me know.
How long you guys been married?
3 years.
Oh,
three and a half.
He ain't aware of it anymore.
Oh, wow.
He's done with it.
Boy, you gave it up early, didn't you?
Well, yeah.
Did y'all go to college together or high school or something?
High school.
High school sweethearts?
Not really. We didn't date until college. Do you want to know where we went to high school?
Yes.
We went to Lamar.
You went to my high school?
Yep.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Lamar spawned this.
Now look at them. They are quality individuals. Did you live in Interlochen with
no.
me?
No.
You didn't?
No.
That's where all the cool kids live.
You know, I know this. Yeah. Didn't get the chance.
Where did you go to college?
I went to Texas. So I'll step away from Corby.
No, you're fine. You're a girl. That's cool. What about him?
He went to TCU.
Oh, well, you followed in my footsteps all the way. Lamar, TCU? What a good man you must be. Where do you work?
I work for Raytheon.
Raytheon? Yeah. What's that?
And they're a defense contractor.
Oh, so you like...
They make bombs.
What do you do for them?
He makes bombs.
Yeah, we make bombs.
Really?
We blow stuff up, yeah.
What'd you graduate with at TCU?
Computer science degree.
Wow, he's smarter than me, right. too. All right, go sit down. Congratulations. Nice to meet both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming out and supporting the show. These are good listeners.
Are they ever.
Good
Wonderful
quality listeners. Carissa and her husband.
Her nipples.
Right, Greg. Her nipples. Deep Ellum has shocked the world by saying that for the next 45 days, they will eliminate the parking meters down there. For 45 days, free parking. Now, I'm assuming the lots aren't for free. But just the street parking.
The private lots that have the packies with the flags.
What? Wait. Let's back that sentence up. What?
They have the what with the flags?
They have the guys with the flags.
No. I heard.
I believe there was another adjective or noun.
A packer?
I don't know if any of them played football. Anyway, those private lots are still pay lots, but the meters, and there are three city-owned parking lots that are going to be free. It's like 450 meters.
Now, why are they doing that? I mean, is Dallas just so rich now as a city, and
nope.
and all the economic problems have been taken care of, they can just go ahead and forego that revenue?
They're trying to be like Austin and Fort Worth and Houston, who have similar areas in their downtowns, and they don't charge for parking.
They got a long way to go before they catch up with those cities.
Well,
it's a start.
Yeah. I mean, Fort Worth doesn't charge for parking down there, I guess, in Sundance Square.
No, they don't.
Which is wonderful.
After like 4 o'clock or so.
They're trying to also, you know, if it's affordable to park down there, and it'll drive up business, they're thinking.
Well, maybe if they'd have a little bit of security where you won't get stabbed or shot, that might be a little bit better.
Sure.
Well, here's the thing. Somebody was
free parking.
They're going to save, or they're going to lose $70,000 over the next 45 days, the city is. And somebody made the point that was being interviewed. It's like, well, why don't we just, you know, charge for parking and use that money to you know, fund extra police presence.
Which is money.
Presence.
It's a lot money better spent.
I agree, but it's not like they've been using that money for that up to this point. So why not? You know, if they're not going to use that money
maybe
for extra
reappropriate
police.
It.
If they're not going to use that money for extra police presence, then, you know, let's give the customers a break.
You know what? I think they've waited too long. I think that area has such a bad name now, and
you think it's
so,
done?
So many incidents have happened over the past 4 or 5 years that I think there's a lot of people that just don't go down there anymore.
Have there been any incidents in recent weeks?
No, there hadn't been anything since, I think, a stabbing here last month. But still, the track record's so bad over the last year.
And I think a lot of people, that area was made, you know, with people of your age that just don't go down there anymore. And now it's been taken over by...
You know what, though, Greg? I'm too old to go down there. My age just doesn't go down there anymore.
Right. Is this it?
You know, if you have a nice, safe place and a good place to go, you still go out.
I would go down there. I'll still go down there to see bands at the Gypsy Tea Room or Trees or whatever, or Dada. But are we all right here? Are we coughing?
But a lot of people won't do it because of the reputation of the area.
Let me tell you.
You know, hey, I applaud them for trying to do something, but
they should have
done that,
Michael.
You know, a couple years ago.
True.
Before the area gets out. Because, you know, once an area gets labeled as bad and unsafe, it's tough to get them back in there.
Let me say something regarding...
Go ahead, Danny.
I don't think that Deep Ellum is over. I think that's a great area. And one thing that needs to happen down there, and a lot of local businesses may think this is heresy, but when the 7-Eleven came down there, the one on Good Latimer and Elm...
Oh, here we go, ripping the Middle Easterners again. Go ahead.
I don't know what you're talking about. But anyway, when the 7-Eleven came in, they brought that in last year, there is a security guard that works that 7-Eleven all the time. And there's no homeless people they don't allow any, like, homeless people or beggars hanging out on that corner anymore. And it's well lit. I think it's going to take having a few big corporate businesses, like, you know what, put a Starbucks right in the middle of that thing, and I'm telling you.
So you're saying having 7-Eleven in Deep Ellum is a good thing?
It's a great thing. And if you can somehow mix the independent and privately owned companies and local companies with, like, a Starbucks, I think that would clean the area up.
Danny, do they reduce the price of smokes after, like, 2?
Did you even hear a freaking word that I said? Or are you sitting there thinking of your own little joke?
You're right, Danny, but there's a lot of the big companies, and, you know, 7-Eleven, they've got a history and a track record of going into, you know, downtrodden areas. But, you know, Starbucks and some of the other big retailers, they don't. And I think a lot of people are freaked out to go to that area.
What I'm saying is if there is a huge company, like if they put a Starbucks down there, you think there's any way in hell that they're going to allow that thing to go to pot?
Or like a Borders
Books.
Or like a Borders Books or something along that way.
Right, exactly. Not just totally strip mall it out, but, you know, intersperse those big businesses in with the others.
You know, it'd be perfect if they could put Borders alongside Tigger Tattoos.
Right.
if they could go down there and kind of carve out a niche like the West Village. Something like that.
That'll never happen. You know why? Because the housing down in the West Village kind of dictates the crowd. I mean, that's high-end housing down in the West Village, high-end rental space. And in Deep Ellum, you don't have any of that. Those people all just walk down there to the West Village, drink their margaritas, you know, do whatever.
You know what I mean? Like some of the, like have a Gap down there.
Yeah.
And
it would help.
A couple of those nice restaurants, and maybe that could do it, but nobody wants to.
Yeah, but then the Bohemians would turn on it.
Nobody, but you know what? Maybe that needs to happen.
Yeah, it may. But the Bohemians, I don't think they're that infatuated with Deep Ellum anyway. It's just kind of a...
Well, where do they go now, then?
I don't know. I'm not in touch with them anymore, I'm sad to say.
What?
I don't know them.
But, like, Austin has a ton of stuff like that. I mean, you can have a Starbucks and then, like, a dive bar right next to it and then an Iron Cactus and then a independent restaurant and then a chain restaurant. I mean, all in that one little area.
Restaurant. But, see, the thing is, anybody that's a high-end retailer, you know, like we'll use Starbucks, for example. You know, they're doing their demographic studies.
Yeah.
And it's telling them right now that area is not that viable, because if it was, they'd be there.
But do kids want to sit around and drink coffee, or do they want to drink beer?
I think Danny's just using that as a metaphor, the Starbucks.
Starbucks is just...
Coffee?
Right. Starbucks is a euphemism for any Gennaro
or just something that's kind of high end, that's nice, that attracts a, you know, upper scale clientele.
I wonder how the restaurants are doing down there.
A restaurant,
Saul's and the Angry Dog.
I was at the Angry Dog last night and it was packed.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Man, Saul's.
That
I
was
used
during
to go
the
there
debate.
At 2 a.m., Saul's was like my second home. You didn't think I packed on the lard at 2 a.m., stumbling home back to my Deep Ellum apartment? Just blitz, trying to drag some piece over the 16-foot fence to get into my apartment complex?
I don't know, but you were a lot more useful then than you
Come
are
on.
Now.
It's not that high. I don't want to climb this fence. Come on!
God.
That's exactly what it was.
Those were good days,
oh,
boy.
Oh, were they ever. Or we'd get the crowbar out and try to bend the fence down in Deep Ellum to try to make it wide so you could fit the big girls through there.
I think we're figuring out why the demise of Deep Ellum. They have a nice fence and people like you trying to crowbar it.
Well, hey, I had to get home. I wasn't willing to walk the extra 60 yards to walk around. You know what? There are some girls that literally, I was like, that I would pick up and try to drag back to the place, and we'd get to that fence, and they'd just be like...
That bail, huh?
Yeah, I'm not climbing. I'm like, well, see you later.
Yeah. Why did you have to climb the fence?
Because it was either that or literally walk all the way around to the front of that apartment complex, which is like a couple hundred yards.
So the cobra starts climbing, and as he starts to hoist himself over the top, he sneaks a quick glance over his shoulder and looks at them as they're walking away, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you must have...
That ever happened?
Snake. There was only a couple girls that
would. You must not have been very horny.
Sneak.
No. I was more interested in the late night festivities over at my house with the friends coming over and stuff like that. It's pretty much gay. I'll be honest with you. Let's see. The fake gynecologist. We told the story yesterday, the guy who posed as a...
Didn't we break that story?
We did. By the way, I got an email.
Boy, he led the news last night.
Did he really?
Yeah.
God, I break almost every story these days, which leads me to my email. Snake.
You.
Just wanted to let you know I stopped watching local TV news. Now I get all my local info from Community Quick Hits. Thank you. Snake, thank you. He's thanking me.
That's good.
Yeah.
You know, he is one of many.
The one of 95.
Right.
The gynecologist,
today.
He says that, well, the reason he posed, and he was offering free gynecological exams and pap smears. What is a pap? Is it smear or schmear?
Smear.
Is it Jewish? Is it like schmear?
No, it's smear.
Yuck. That's a gross term. Pap smear. What are you smearing?
Pap.
Probably just one of those little slides.
Yeah.
You look at it.
I had to dump that. You okay?
Greg-o.
You're on fire this week, man. You take a couple days off and just come back, and you're like worse than Corby.
Or Davey.
My God.
He says, I really wanted to help these women. I thought that I could with free gynecological exams.
The guy's probably, you know, a plumber.
Right.
Or an electrician.
I guarantee you, too, whoever came through the doors for their free pap smear.
Aren't they creeped out now?
Well, I'm sure that they weren't the pick of the litter.
He had some office.
Yeah.
But it was something like that. What does he do? He's a CPA or something?
I don't know.
I think he worked at a storage place.
But his office was in a storage unit.
Yeah, it was in a storage unit, and he would just get gynecological equipment in there set it up.
His wife was involved in it, too, because she was charged.
And he took the name of his own doctor.
And that doctor,
he had a fake name. Yeah, he took the name of his own doctor, and that guy is pissed now.
Well, wouldn't you be?
Well, yeah.
That's the name they used.
Damn straight I would.
What a great story.
He should have taken the name of Dr. Bombay.
Yeah, he should have. But can you imagine the mud flaps that strolled through there?
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Were they driving trucks
through
there?
Give me the stretch mark chick.
Yeah, you wished you had that.
Think he ever encountered the stretch mark chick?
I'm sure he was thinking like, oh, what a great idea, you know. I'm a gynecologist now. I'm going to be up to my neck in it all day long. And just the worst trash from Ovilla shows up there.
Give me the stretch mark chin.
Why are you so mad when you're saying that?
I don't know.
He's just demanding.
What else?
Give me the stretch mark chin.
Mike.
That's enough.
It's time for us to leave. But I'd like to thank my special guests, all of them. Mike, Greg, Danny, Kevin, David. You've all been great today, and hopefully Monday we can continue the success of Community Quick Hits.
Well, there's something about this area. Look at that girl.
Hey, Sugar.
Nippage?
Yes.
Well,
that's a big jug girl there, isn't it?
No kidding.
Yeah, it is.
Her nipples. 50 caliber machine gun bullets.
All right, the concert calendar is next here on the
ticket.
Is it? Yes.